The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he meant taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place that Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said to them, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was, we hear. What a strange thing for Jesus to do. His delay hardly seems appropriate, especially since we hear that Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. Who cares about the glory of God and the Son of God being glorified through the tragedy of a loved one dying? Healing, normalcy, health, ultimately the continuation of status quo, that's what's desired. Is that too much to ask from the one who made the crippled walk, cleansed the leopard's spots, walked on water, stilled the storm, cast out demons, and all manner of other powerful things, wonderful things? Is that too much to ask? Why squander such an opportunity to prove his usefulness for our life in this world? You know, if you take the never-ending seafood buffet made out of 2 fish and 7 slices of bread, a never-ending happy hour of water turning into wine, and combine them with healing on demand, that is a relevant God that we can be proud of. Yet, Jesus tarried. Not surprisingly, he opened himself up for criticism, and he offered no defense when he was judged. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have also kept this man from dying? Was the charge leveled against him by the crowds? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, is the accusation Jesus endured twice from the lips of both sisters. The harsh truth is that all of them were right in their judgment of Jesus. His actions were inexcusable. And standing before the tomb, enduring the dagger stares of the people, Jesus wept. But you need to hear that he wasn't weeping because the people were mad or that Lazarus was dead. No, Jesus was so angry that he cried. Deeply moved is how the Greek is translated. The literal translation is Jesus was so angry he was snorting like a horse. And what was Jesus so mad about? The answer is the devil and his lies. Starting with Adam and Eve, the devil has lied to us all, including the folks grieving for Lazarus, and we have swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. The devil's lie is that our life in this world is ultimate. Therefore, everybody and everything is conscripted into the service of us getting what we want when we want it, and anything or anybody that can help us get more and live longer is pressed into service, including God. Conversely, anything and anybody who cannot or does not help, including God, is useless and irrelevant. But when the guilt and consequences of our sin, the fear and the pain of death and the death of those we love, and the accusations of evil against us rear their ugly heads, we are devastated. We are confronted once again with the fact that we are not God, but dead people walking instead. We don't need a fix for this life. We need the glory of God. And what is the glory of God? Well, it is not that he came among us to coddle us in our aspirations for divinity. He has not come among us to prop up our little fiefdoms with our wants and wishes and desires. No, the glory of God is his decision to give us mercy and forgiveness instead of leaving us in the hell of being our own God and having to try with all our might to preserve our life, which we think is ultimate. And this he does with his word, a word that does exactly what he intends for it to do. For God to speak is for God to do. So when God speaks to a valley of dry bones, how dry? Oh, very dry. Do you know what happens when God tells these bones to live? The foot bone connects to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone connects to the shin bone.
And the shin bone connects to the knee bone. And the knee bone connects to the thigh bone. And the thigh bone connects to the hip bone. And the hip bone connects to the backbone, all the way up to your big head bone. And those dry bones live. And when the resurrection and the life screams, "Lazarus, come out," do you know what happens? The dead man comes out. And when I, by the authority of Jesus Christ, forgive you the entirety of your sin, do you know what happens? You're forgiven without question or condition. That is your promise from Jesus Christ. That is your word. And he has unbound you and he has let you go. And now you live eternally. Amen.